14 in front of 6 WWIB. 30 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Marine Corps anniversary started on this day 246 years ago, 1775. I was not a Marine. Were you, Jason?
I was not a Marine. Uh-huh. Although, interestingly, I did qualify for the Naval ROTC scholarship through the Marines.
Ah.
So that was actually the plan I was going to, but the college I went to did not have an ROTC program, so I ended up not going that route.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. Well, recognizing the Marines today, I'll have to try to find a good rendition of the Marine Corps hymn at some point. But it is a Wednesday morning, and I encountered something this morning, just kind of some early glancing at social media, and I saw something. It was kind of an exchange between Gary Moon, who we met when we went to Houston for the Larry Crabb Living in the mm-hmm. Larger Story, and Dallas Willard, and it was about the gospel. And it got my wheels turning, thinking something I believe wanted. And again, Jason has no idea what I'm going to talk about here.
Nope.
I thought that it's the idea that when people will ask, what's the biggest problem in the world? And I'm like, and there'll be different answers. And I'm like, well, what is the answer? I mean, as Christians, don't we believe that the answer is the gospel, right? I mean, the good news of Jesus. I mean, you can talk about, like, in the beginning of Colossians, I think chapter 1 talks about this gospel being preached and the fruit of it all over the world. And yet we can look around at the world and we can look around at Christendom today, and isn't it fair to go, something's broken? Something maybe is lost in translation? And so my belief for a while, and I was just reminded of it today, is that maybe the problem is the misunderstanding of the answer. If the gospel is the answer, what are we getting wrong about it? And that's where, just touching on, and this article's not in front of me, but it seemed like Dallas Willard was saying he's a big believer in this idea, the kingdom of heaven. You know, it's more than just saved from hell, right? Pick it up from there. Willard was huge on that till his death in 2013. Like, it's this misunderstanding that, oh, we've been saved from hell. It's way more than that, right? Pick it up from there.
Right, right. You know, and I think that's exactly right, is that, and his colleague and friend John Ortberg would have said that if you studied the Gospels and looked for the main message Jesus talked about, it was the kingdom of heaven. You know, it wasn't that people were sinners. It was the notion of the kingdom of heaven coming to bear on all of creation. And, you know, I think it's the idea that we all have, and Dallas Willard would have said this too, that we all have our own self-serving kingdoms. And, you know, we're called to be ambassadors in Christ's kingdom. And so much of what we see, so much of the conflict that we see, are these battles between people's self-centered kingdoms looking for blame out there rather than in here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think we're called into becoming ambassadors for Christ's kingdom, which is love and goodness and wholeness and all of those things that we talk about, not just for some future heaven, as you alluded to, but to bring goodness, truth, and beauty here and now.
Sometimes it feels like scripture is... Remember as a kid, we'd do dot-to-dots, right? And you do dot-to-dot and you get done and you go, oh, look at the picture. And it feels like playing scriptural dot-to-dot, you take Jesus and along the things you just said. Matthew 23, at the end of his seven woes to the Pharisees, and he's like, clean the inside of the cup and dish first. And Matthew 6:33, he's like, seek first the kingdom of heaven. But then you connect that with Luke 17, where he says the kingdom of heaven is within you or among you. And then we go, it's right. It echoes and endorses exactly what you and Willard are saying, right?
Right, you know, and I often think of Matthew 28, the Great Commission, and Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. You know, it's following the manner of Jesus. We're not going out to make converts, we're going out to make disciples, those who seek to live and learn like their teacher. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what does it mean to mm-hmm. live as kingdom citizens?
Yeah, I think we're both fans of the word apprentice, right? I mean, James Bryan
For
Smith
sure.
uses that.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad had an apprenticeship as a steam fitter, worked for Carrier Air Conditioning. I mean, being a learner. When I trained in Josh Stream here to do mornings, and he's going to work Thanksgiving and the day and Black Friday here, I mean, you know, I'm like, okay, watch me, and then we'll kind of work together, and then I'm going to watch you. And
yep.
that's kind of the mini version of it. So,
right, absolutely.
All right, well, we just solved the problems of the world, so there we go.
All right, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Not for me. I love Thanksgiving. I love it so much, and that's why this story caught my eye. Many Americans believe Thanksgiving is ruined if there aren't any leftovers.
Honestly, I have at times, big family, right? And usually there's just tons of food, but occasionally there's one item.
Right.
One item where it's, oh, all the gravy's gone? And there's just this first world problems all the way. But you're kind of bummed.
Well, this is really exciting because I love my sister's sweet potatoes. She makes these sweet potatoes with these pecans on top. And I don't know, it's sort of like this beneath the radar dish that people don't realize is basically just pie without a crust. And I am so delighted when people leave that and I can eat it for like breakfast for 3 days.
Does it have marshmallows too? Or
no, okay, no marshmallows, but there is a little bit of brown sugar in,
oh, yeah.
in there.
Oh, yeah. Brown sugar sure makes it taste even better.
Okay, so people love Thanksgiving so much. 35% usually eat leftovers for 5 days or more. How about you guys?
Yeah, for a while.
I mean,
for
if
a while.
They last that long, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and traditionally, because my mom makes homemade rolls, so traditionally one of the things is the, you know, the cold turkey sandwiches on those uh-huh. homemade rolls left over.
Some kind of soup is good. Yeah.
You have soup at Thanksgiving?
Well, afterward. No, I'm saying
yeah,
you can take some of the turkey.
Leftovers.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 56% believe the holiday is ruined if there isn't any food left at the end. So we're having Thanksgiving at our house. I think I need to pack up Ziploc containers, hand them to the guests as they're leaving, and say, I've just saved your Thanksgiving.
There you go.
There you
yeah.
go. Even at the table, it's like, spoon some on your plate, some into your Ziploc so you can have some leftovers.
Yesterday, I took the number for the day and posted about that 229 grams of fat. And I'm like, the average max is 44 to 77. And so I said, I guess I'll have to pass on that third piece of pie.
When Thanksgiving comes, I say, I'm on our way. Well, it is 7:45 just about. We are just above freezing at 33 degrees. And great friends have joined us this morning from Feed My People and Agnes's Table in Chippewa Falls. As again, we are right in the heart of our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. And we want to welcome first Susie from Feed My People. Great to have you back in studio again.
Hello, great to be here.
And tell us who you've brought with you today, or we can have them introduce themselves.
Well, Bonnie is here with me from Agnes's Table. We're glad to have her with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Bonnie, great to have you with. And again, so you are the new, what would be your official title, Agnes's Table, as you are taking over now?
I'm taking over as the food coordinator, so I'll be working and preparing all the meals 5 days a week and coordinating all of the other items that come along with it.
And for those who are not familiar with Agnes's Table, this is one of the stops that we had for 60 Ways in 60 Days last year with the delivery from Feed My People. But you're in downtown Chippewa Falls. Can you let folks know a little bit more about what you do, the mission, the passion behind it?
Well, our passion is to just make sure everybody has at least one hot meal a day. So we offer breakfast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 10:30. And then we do a supper meal on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6:30. And we average probably 140 meals a day, sometimes upward to 200. When COVID was really bad, we were doing closer to 250.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And I mean, just that kind of service and love right there in Chippewa Falls. So thank you for your work. And Susie, I guess when you hear that, this is just one of many places that Feed My People is connected with. And as we're in the part of our current campaign, 60 Ways, I mean, speak to those listeners directly who maybe haven't contributed yet as we're asking them to go to WIB.com and do what they can.
It's incredible to hear the work you're doing. And that's just one place. in Chippewa Falls, and you're doing so much and you're making such a huge impact in that community. So heartwarming to know that you're there and that you're dedicated to Chippewa Falls. So, you know, the power of, you know, what we can do together to help contribute food to not only Agnes's Table, but we work with over 200 partners across West Central Wisconsin.
Wow, that's a lot.
So just imagine that and how far your dollar can go when you contribute to feeding people.
When we think about the need here again, great to have Bonnie here from Agnes's Table, but West Central Wisconsin, basically within reach of my voice right now, Feed My People is serving with local food pantries. So again, if you're in Trempealeau County or if you're up in Barron County, I mean, all these places where you're listening, there's a very good chance that Feed My People is working with a local partner there.
Right. And my imagination was completely captured when I spoke, I think, was it Ruth that I spoke
to? I think probably Nancy.
Nancy, right, at the parking lot picnic. And she dazzled me with how you are able to take 25 cents and turn it into a meal. Talk about the different ways that you get food and why it's efficient for us just to give you money, that you have access to things we don't.
Absolutely. We work with a lot of different resources, including food manufacturers, local growers. Sometimes there's a grocery store, you know, there's more food than they can sell in time and it's still good, but rather than sending it to the dumpster, we can take it and distribute it quickly through all of our channels. We have a fleet of trucks that goes throughout the community. And also just people stopping in with food donations, it always goes really far too. So we're just grateful for any kind of contribution. And we're able to stretch those farther than what you could, you know, spend $10 at a grocery store. It only goes so far, but put $10 in to Feed My People, we can quadruple it.
Hmm. And again, we're here with Bonnie from Agnes' Table and also Susie from Feed My People. As we finish up here, Bonnie, you mentioned that there's something special coming up at Agnes' Table for Thanksgiving, because not only do we want to help provide for our friends and neighbors their daily needs, but we don't want them to go without when it comes to the holidays as well.
Well, we are in the process. We're doing a big Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to be doing that on the 18th. We are limiting it this year to 250. Last year we did over 500, which was a big operation. So we are taking RSVPs. You can send us a Facebook post or just step down or call, and we can get you signed up. So it's on the 18th of November, the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 1 week from tomorrow. So,
yes.
Again, tell us one more time how they go ahead and let you know about that.
They can go online on our website or Facebook page, or just call down at Agnes's or the Legacy Community Center, and we can take their name.
Again, Agnes's Table, downtown Chippewa Falls, one of many partners of Feed My People Food Bank.
Oh, I know you forgot to say something, but what I wanted to say was just painting the picture of all the people there together. It must be sort of magical, and you must just sense God's spirit there, right, with all those people?
Well, last year it was just takeout, and that was my first experience. Oh. But this year we are doing dine-in and takeout. So we decorate the place, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And going forward, too, we're going to be doing a Christmas meal. We haven't settled on the actual date yet.
Again, thank you, Bonnie from Agnes's Table in Chippewa Falls. Thank you, Susie from Feed My People, for coming in. And we want to give people a tangible way of giving back. And, of course, there's volunteer opportunities typically as well with the local partner agencies with Feed My People. But if you say, you know what, I can give a dollar, that provides four meals. $10 provides 40 meals. And so during our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, we're just saying, would you be able to step up and double what our sponsors have given? They've given over $4,500. And again, that provides 18,000 meals here in West Central Wisconsin. So you know what? In the past, you guys have not only doubled, you've nearly tripled what those sponsors have given. Uh-huh. So just praying the Lord would provide. And we've got all the links for you at wwib.com/60ways.
And somebody might wonder, you know, like, well, what's a good gift? What are you guys looking for? And it's like, what are you able to do? Maybe it's 25, 50, 100. Do what you can, right? So there you go. Well, thank you to HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospital. Some information about 6 reasons to add pumpkin to your diet year-round, not just this time of the year.
Yay. In the form of pumpkin pie or PSLs or
you know,
any
however
way
you do.
Get it?
It turns out there are more than 20 varieties of pumpkins grown throughout the Great Badger State, differentiated by shape, size, color, and flesh quality. And it turns out the medicinal properties of pumpkin may include anti-diabetic, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory benefits. Who knew?
Well, all right.
Yeah. I love it. And I make a pumpkin smoothie, if you're interested, really fast. I open up a can of pumpkin, and then I put little blobs of pumpkin on a cookie sheet and freeze it, and then put it in a bag. And when I want to, I just add, like, in a blender, a couple blobs of pumpkin, some milk, scoop of protein powder, and some pumpkin pie spice. It's so delicious. Mm. It's like drinking pumpkin pie.
Wow.
Wow. Man. You probably could charge $6 for that if you open a coffee shop.
I'm a real gourmet.
Well, thanks to the...
Sorry to careen off the tracks when we're talking about...
Well, no, now I'm just thinking of pumpkin pie and drink.
It's pumpkin radio. It's a new format. So their dietitian, Betsy Fish, carved out a little time to share some benefits, some health benefits to
pumpkin. Carved out a little time. I get it.
Yeah. Now, it seems like there is a debate, is pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? But this is not the time or the place for debate. But anyhow, first
and foremost...
We're
too divided in this country already.
Yeah,
that's right.
We just see eye to eye here. Pumpkin is good for your heart. It contains heart-healthy vitamin C, which helps prevent coronary artery disease and aids in strengthening blood vessel walls. The fiber in a pumpkin protects your heart with its ability to help lower cholesterol and blood pressure. So there you go.
I love it. Pumpkin also protects your skin. Carotenoids found in pumpkin may not only keep cancer cells at bay, but may also keep your skin wrinkle-free.
Wow.
And you think about it, a pumpkin does not have many wrinkles, just those lines.
You're going to have even more pumpkin smoothies now.
I
can see it.
Benefits of pumpkin here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Pumpkin is high in potassium. You thought it was just bananas. Mm-hmm. This mineral keeps your muscles, nerves, and heart working well and is important for digestive and bone health. One cup of pumpkin contains 564 milligrams of potassium, more than a banana.
There you go.
Wow.
Even better than a banana. Pumpkin is number 4 is low in calories and high in fiber. That's right. One cup of fresh pumpkin has only 49 calories, but 3 grams of fiber. Fiber keeps you feeling full, helps control your blood sugar levels, aids in achieving healthy weight, and helps maintain good bowel health. And we're all after that.
Yes, we are. Pumpkin is high in vitamin A. A 1 cup serving of pumpkin has 250% of the recommended daily amount of vitamin A, which can improve our eye health and our immune system. That's important these days.
Mm-hmm. Also, underrated part of pumpkin. Pumpkin seeds may improve your mood. Pumpkin seeds can be in fresh or roasted. That's how I prefer them. And like fresh or canned pumpkin, the seeds contain many beneficial substances, including tryptophan. I thought that was just turkey. Tryptophan, phytosterols, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, and magnesium.
Wow.
I can pronounce most of those.
We left the really hard words for Kayla.
Yes.
Pumpkin's a superfood. I love it.
There you go. So enjoy. I'm guessing when you add a lot of other things to pumpkin, it might not be as healthy. But I'm just going to say, have an extra slice of pumpkin pie
and say,
the Wib Wake Up Show told me to do it.
Some longtime wonderful Wib listeners are Keith and Vicky Westaby. Mm-hmm. And Vicky is battling COVID these days, and her family's been updating things on Facebook. In fact, they posted yesterday that doctors made the decision to put her on a ventilator. Mm. Now, this comes after very encouraging reports from over the weekend. In fact, the family post said Saturday, oxygen turned down. Sunday, doctors noted better sounding lungs and better airflow. Double turnaround day. Monday, oxygen turned down again, but some anxiety issues, and so a ventilator yesterday. So please join us in praying for Vicky. Her family so longs to see her clear this and get on the other side of it. And so let's lift up Vicky as she has this fight with COVID going on. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. We love being able to pray with and for you. Uh-huh. We also even have a private group on Facebook, the WWIB Prayer Warriors, where these gifts can be, the gift of prayer can be shared with those who say, hey, I'm committed to being able to pray for my fellow WIB family members. So feel free to join that as well, too, to be able to share these and other requests.
WWIB, we know that our nation has a serious debt problem. We know this time of the year, I mean, people can be, particularly can be challenging financially, and then the other side of Christmas. And this number really stood out. We do the number for the day following the 6:30 weather and before the markets every day. We've got special events and the number for the day. And the last couple of days really been something. This one really got my attention. The number today is $35 million. What is it?
I don't know.
It is the value of the money accidentally thrown away every single day around planet Earth. Yes.
$35
million? $35 million is accidentally
every day?
Thrown
away. Oh, the humanity.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
And it gets you thinking, like, where, I mean, I've seen wash my son's clothes coming out of the wash. Like, okay, here, you know, we've got to, hey, this change, this dollar bills, they survived it.
And you get to keep it. Isn't that the rule?
No, you know, just kind of joking.
I always do. If people leave money in their clothes and I launder them, that's the laundress tax.
The couch, certainly, right?
Change
slips. But 35, I guess the whole planet, we got close to 8 billion people this happening to.
$35 million a day?
Well, just how else do people lose money other than, like, the couch? Well, in the car, sometimes you drop money, but gee
sometimes,
whiz.
Okay, just think of a variety of ways. Like, have you ever got cash in a birthday card?
Right.
And then
accidentally thrown the birthday card away?
You kept it in the card, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Have you ever put some cash in, like, your suit coat and then got rid of the coat and gave it to Goodwill or something?
You know what? That's something I do. Every year when I switch out my coat, I always put a $5, like in my spring raincoat, I just did it. I put a $5 bill in my pocket so that it's a happy surprise.
That's awesome.
So with my winter coat, when
that's
I got it out.
That's contributing to the $35 million in a good way.
When I got out my winter coat last week, there was a $5 bill. And I'm like, good job, Susan.
Yeah.
Surprising myself.
Huh.